avoid responsibility.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Who's, man?
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concessions then? You going to the bathroom? Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between your legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, you guys can get in your seats. I'm singing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
game time!
Good afternoon, family and friends. This is M.A. Scott, the host of the Parents Coaching Parents Network. And again, we have some information for you this afternoon that I think that it may be of interest. It's slightly off track of what we normally talk about and what we normally do. And I'm probably going to take a little break here and just let you listen to a pre-recorded broadcast that I caught on ESPN coming out of L.A. Some time ago. And it was very interesting to me, and I said, okay, at some point in time, I think I need to share this information with my listening audience on the PCP Network, because this was information that I found to be of great value. Now, it may not apply to everyone because of the simple fact it talks about the transition from college level to the professional level, but it's just a point of interest. It is a point of interest that we all need to hear and we all need to get a better understanding of, especially those of us that are involved in sports, that are around sports and constantly trying to encourage our young men and women to move on to try to do bigger and better things in the sports arena. But, you know, as always, before I go on, I have to add my man, Mr. Keith, right in here for a little quick piece, and then we'll come back and try to pull up the pre-recorded show that I was talking about earlier. Well, yeah, Keith.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
It appears that I'm having a little difficulty pulling up that pre-recorded piece. But it was just something that was talking about the sports industry and the amount of money and dealing with agents and things of that nature. Things that you may or may not hear from time to time, and definitely you don't hear it on any of our local sports channels. And I'm kind of wondering why not. Is it not a point of interest? It is not a very serious topic of discussion. You know, that's something that you really and truly want to know from time to time. But since I can't get that piece up, I also have some other information that I want to share with you today. You know, just talking about a support system. You know, I always talk about the Parents Coach Parent Network. We're here to support you, and we're here for you. Our mission is your success. Help us help you. All the great things of that. All that type of language I often share with you here on our show, and as well as posted up on our Facebook page. But the support system is a key to success in everyone's lives on this earth. I can honestly say, and I'm quite sure everyone out there that's listening to me will agree with me, that without a support system, you have a very, 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 very slim chance of success. And I stress the point of a support system because our children not only need a support system, as children, as students, as athletes, but we need a support system as parents. And if we don't have a competent and reliable support system, then we will experience difficulty in our lives. You know, you can look at all the assets that you have available to you and here today in the 21st century. But none of those assets will be worth anything without a proper and valuable support system. You know, I go back to think about a young man that I watched during his high school career. And as he started out coming out of eighth grade, phenomenal athlete, had an opportunity to go and do great things at the high school level. And I even looked a little further past that, and I seen him having the ability to do great things at the collegiate level as well. But there was one thing. The young man had no support system. Coming out of high school, he was a phenomenal athlete. Coming out of middle school, going to high school, started out on the varsity football squad. A start his freshman year, starting quarterback his freshman year, and having a very successful season. That carried on to later on that year after the football season was over, him moving on to varsity basketball. I didn't say JV, junior varsity. I said moving on to the varsity basketball program. And again, having a fairly successful year, starting as the point guard for the varsity basketball program. But, again, the problem was he did not have a support system. So this young man went on to be involved and play these sports each year for the next 4 years, being a starter on both squads for the next 4 years. Talented, just jumped off the charts, and had a very promising future with going up to the next level, playing at the collegiate level. Now, not necessarily saying playing at the D1 level, could have been a D2, D3, NAIA level, whatever. But he had a very promising future at playing at the next level, collegiate sports. The sad part here, and the part that really brings it home to say, okay, what happened in this case, as I said at the beginning, I have a strong support system. You know, his mom and dad was both living in the home and had sisters and brothers that were also there. You know, had a strong family unit, appeared to be, but the support system was lacking in some particular area. I'm not quite sure to this day what really truly happened. I'm looking at this totally from the outside, but I see that had he had a stronger support system, folks around him that help energize it or stimulate him to dig a little deeper into the books, help stimulate him to be a little bit more proactive as far as pursuing his college scholarship and his career at the next level, playing at college. Things like that. That's what I mean by a support system. Somebody that would just sit down and talk to him and help guide him through different obstacles and different problems, come up with various solutions, and at the same time help him mature and grow as a man. And again, I'm not taking anything away from his family situation, because his family situation was very vital. But I truly believe that neither his mom nor dad attended college, so their area of expertise or their experience level was very low in that area. Let me say this. I said this young man played 4 years of college ball. 4 years. Not college ball, high school basketball and high school football. Starting point guard on the basketball team, starting quarterback on the football team for 4 years while in high school. Here's the sad part. And again, this goes back to support system. At the end of the first semester of each year, for 4 years straight, at the end of each semester, for 4 years straight, this young man was ineligible to continue playing on the basketball team due to he did not have the grades that made him eligible to participate in high school sports. In other words, there was a requirement, or there is a requirement, for him to maintain at least a 2.0 grade point average, and he could not maintain that 2.0 grade point average throughout the school year. So as a result, at the end of the first semester, when the grades came out in the report, he received that first report card for each year, 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, and 12th. When that report card came out, this young man was ineligible to continue playing high school sports. Now, had he had a very strong support system, folks around him that really, really and truly cared about his well-being and really and truly cared about the overall success of this young man, then this particular issue would never have happened. So this is not only impacts the family, mother and father, that somehow managed to overlook this and this happened each and every year. But both his team coaches, football coach and his entire staff, basketball coach and his entire staff, guidance counselors. I know the guidance counselor watched this pattern unfold each and every year. And at some point in time, did anyone ever wonder, how can we stop this, or how can we rectify this problem, or how can we provide him with some additional support so that he doesn't experience this issue each and every year? Give us a call, 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. I'm going to go to my man, Mr. Keith, right real quick, and then I'll be right back to you.
Student
student of the game. Had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
Well, sorry for that delay. I hope everybody is back with me. Give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. Let me check and see if we're still on the air.
It's almost time. You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck.
Hey, everybody, if you guys can get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's honor. It's time to put it down the baby.
All right, it sounds like we're back. We're back up on air. But I was saying, experienced some type of technical difficulty, but that's all right. We back at you. Our support system is very important, very important. Give us a call at 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416. Our support system is very important, as I said, not only to the athletes, our children, but to us as parents. We got to surround ourselves with the right people that can give us the right advice and right guidance to work through all issues that we encounter here in life. It's not an optional thing, parents. It is not. Out of all the assets, as I stated earlier, out of all the assets that we have and available to us in today's society, our most valuable asset is our support system. Our network, our folks that we surround ourselves with, whether or not we're looking for a job, whether or not we plan to purchase a car, buy a house, making an investment, whatever the case may be, we have to surround ourselves with those folks that are capable with aiding us and assisting us in our success, and vice versa. We surround ourselves with those folks that we're able to aid, guide, and assist. That's why if you hear it now lately, I've kind of like dropped the coaching part out of the PCP network when I talk about coaching. You know, I just leave it at the C because I think it's more that we need to learn how to connect. We need to learn how to contact each other, coordinate with each other. We're coaching, we're counseling, all these other things that we could possibly think of, starting with the word C, fits right in there in the middle of parents, C parents. Parents coaching parents, parents counseling parents, parents connecting with parents, parents coordinating with parents, contacting parents, parents counseling parents. We must be able to do it all to strengthen, to truly be able to strengthen our support system. You know, it goes back to, I think back when I was a young man. You know, I grew up in inner city, and I tell this story to folks all the time. I actually lived in, you know, what folks like to relate to as the projects. And I have no problem with that, no shame with that. But in that environment, we've always had a very strong support system. It was a community within a community. The building I lived in. The building I lived in had over 65 apartments in that building. And each apartment can have from one bedroom to four bedrooms. So on the average, you had at least 2.5 bedrooms per apartment. And the number of kids that was in that one building, it was a total of 6 buildings that was in my neighborhood. And the buildings went from the highest building was the 12th floor, the shortest building was the 8th floor. So you could imagine, I lived in a building that went up to the 8th floor. So you could imagine the number of folks that lived in, the total amount of folks that lived in that community, where you had buildings that raised all the way up from the first floor through the 12th floor. You know, but as I think back, while we lived in that environment and while we lived in that neighborhood, I shouldn't say environment, I say that neighborhood, our family always had a very strong support system. You know, they talk often about First Lady Hillary Clinton stated it takes a village to raise a child. I think that was stated long before First Lady stated that, but that is a so true statement. And that village is your support system. That village keeps an eye on your child during your absence. That village keeps an eye on your child while in the playground if you're not there, or while you're at work. Or that village keeps an eye on your child while your child is at school, or just simply traveling from point A to point B, from one building to another building, because the buildings weren't connected. From your building to the local convenience store, from your building to the nearby school, because in that community, we all walk to school. All the children walk to school. But just simply through having a strong support system, we never had, to my knowledge, and I lived there for approximately 10 to 12 years of my life, we never had a time where a child got hurt or came up missing in that environment based upon a strong support system. Based upon when you stepped out of your door, if your parents was there or if your parents wasn't there, there was somebody that watched you move from your house, from your apartment, all the way to the school, which wasn't that far away. Or even while you were in the schoolyard, in the playground. If your parents wasn't there watching you, and again, I'm 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, you know. So if my parents wasn't there watching me, there was always somebody in that support system, whether or not it was another parent, whether or not it was a older sibling or even a older neighbor that always kept you on track. That was such a strong and talented community. We were always seen to be the center of great things going on in our neighborhood. To this day, that community no longer exists. I was just there recently, over the last couple of years or so, and drove down there just to try to see if I can find any remnants of the old community, and it seems to have been totally demolished, and now they have single family units there, houses there, and all the old apartment buildings are gone. And I'll be willing to bet to this day that those single family units do not have the same support system that we had as a project community. You know, we didn't have a lot of heavy drug problems in our area. You know, we had a few folks that may have been involved, but the minute someone in the community, and we had all types of folks that worked in our community, the minute that someone in our community was known to be heavily involved in drugs or whatever the case was, hey, the community pulled together to try to get that person straightened out. Right there within our community, we held community organizations, good meetings. We had drug rehabilitation meetings right there in our community. We had civic functions right there in our community. It was a very strong, tight-knit community that to this day I appreciate. And it taught me so many different things in my life. It caused me to be the man that I am today based upon having that strong support system. It stayed with me for a number of years, and I truly, truly, truly appreciate it. So I say that to say this, Prince. Each one of us need to have a support system. Whether or not it's working through this college scholarship process for your child, or whether or not it's in your everyday life. You know, support system doesn't necessarily have to mean it's a family member. It could be folks outside of your family. I like to always share this with folks. If you're the smartest one in your group, you may be in the wrong group. So, you know, as we always stay here on the PCP Network, help us help you. Our mission is your success. And we like to make sure that we're always there for you on the Parents Coaching Parents Network, Parents Counseling Parents Network, Parents Connecting with Parents Network, Parents Coordinating with Other Parents Network, or basically simply the PCP Network. Take us out, Keith, with a little something. We are trying to make smart cool.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great in my 4 years.